Shabbat shalom. I'm going to come down. We're going to see how that goes. So this week's Parsha, Chukat, is sort of a rabbi's dream. There are a lot of very short, very meaty sections. And I was told I get 3 to 5 minutes. So I'm going to pick two of the short stories, and I'm going to try and see if we can learn from them together. We have two stories about staffs, about rods. The first is probably one of the most famous, short of the splitting of the Red Sea. This is the new generation of people. 40 years in the desert, they've wandered. These are free people. They weren't slaves in Egypt. These are the people who are going to inherit the land of Israel, and they're kvetching just like their parents. They're whining, things aren't great, the water tastes bad, we don't have enough food, nothing's great. And God says, you know what, we should give them some water. Moses, take the staff, and there's a big debate whether or not he takes Moses' staff or he takes Aaron's staff, but he takes a staff, goes to the rock, and the people are whining and kvetching, and instead of holding up the staff and saying, God, please let there be water from this rock, he hits the rock twice with the staff and calls the people a very not nice thing and says, you, word I won't translate directly into modern English, people, here's your water. And the water comes out, and as I imagine we all know, Moses and Aaron are both punished. Neither of them shall see the land of Israel. Move forward to the end of our parsha. The people again are kvetching. They get a plague. The entire people are being eaten by snakes. Poisonous snakes are invading the camp and biting everyone. And God says, we're going to solve this problem. People repent. I feel better about them. I want you to take a staff, put a copper snake on top of the staff, and when everyone looks at it, they'll feel better. The snake poison will go away from looking at this magical staff with a copper snake on top. Strange. And the Mishnah teaches us that, in fact, it wasn't the snake doing the healing. Snakes have no special powers, certainly not copper snakes. It might have been bronze. There's also a debate about that, whether or not bronze was around. There's a copper, I don't know. Whatever. The snake, they say, actually what happened is they picked a very tall staff, and what happened was the people who looked up saw past the snake and saw up into the heavens and looked up to God and repented. And in that moment of repentance, of accepting God, they were healed. So, what can we learn from all of this work with staves, all these miracles that seem to be having associated with rods, with big sticks? And I think the message of this parsha is about power. Each of us have power in different ways. We have the words we share, the positions we hold, the families we're a part of. We hold power. And that power sometimes is our own, like Moses might have used his own staff, and sometimes it's given to us. He might have also used Aaron's staff, but both staffs were called the staff of God. That power, where it comes from, changes. And more than that, we learn about the public usage of power. Both of these instances were not private moments. This staff with the snake on it was in the center of the camp. The water was in front of the entire people of Israel. We learn that how we use our power matters. We might still be able to bring forth the water people need, might be able to solve the problem, but unless we do it in the right way, the Jewish way, the Menschlichkeit way, we're never going to be with the people in the promised land. We're never going to reach that perfect paradise where we can work together, where we can be together. And unless we are able to combine the public and the private, that snake on top of the giant staff was in the center of the camp, yet each person had to have their own moment with God for it to work. Each individual had to stand before that staff, look up and see God and experience God, but they needed the community to make it happen. So, the challenge that this parsha lays before us is to look for, understand, and identify what are the ways we each have power, have strength, have the ability to affect others, and how can we use that power not just for good, but in a good way, and how can we, as the Sinai community, which I am now proud to be a part of, how can we combine the need for communal experiences with that one individual moment where we get to meet God? I want to say thank you very much for the warm welcome I've received, and Shabbat Shalom.